Dave Moore on Today FM.
Shane Ward is here. You'll know him as a singer. You'll know him as an actor. You'll know him as coming to Dublin on October 10th and 11th.
Very good morning, dude. How are you?
I'm good. Great to see you. You're looking well, as they say.
I'm trying, you know, not getting any younger.
Well, the hair's got a bit of curl to it. I see that you're letting that grow out a little bit. So there's a little bit of divilment there.
Exactly. I've got a lot of products on it because if I walk outside now with the sunshine and humidity, it's like Tom Jones meets the Osea.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. And come here. Look, you are proudly an Irish person living in the UK. So how important are those Irish roots to you, actually?
So important. I mean, it's always been a huge part of my life growing up, one of seven kids, one of a million cousins, and, you know, just endless relations everywhere. And just the Irish heritage was just always there. The music that was playing, you know, the voice, the tone of voice that I'd always hear. And of course, watching Rawhide, any country, anything to do with the country, spaghetti westerns, that was always a big part. Patsy Cline, Kenny Rogers, all the country. So, I mean, it's just always been a big, big thing to me. And especially as I got older and I got into the music industry, you know, I've met so many wonderful people that I have watched and listened to since I was a child. So I feel very, very blessed with it.
And music was always present, wasn't it? Like you said, like it wasn't just the bits on the telly, but the whole family, I'd imagine, were singing and all doing all that.
Yeah, I mean, It was like a competition on The Voice before The Voice had even begun. It was I've always said this, but it's so true, and I'm sure a lot of people who are from big families can agree. Whether it's playing a game or singing a song or whatever, if I'm singing a song from one bedroom, I'd hear another one of my siblings singing a song from theirs.
Yeah.
And it became such a competition that they would both go at it, or they would go at it singing until one gave up and says, okay, I'll sing your song.
And or one of your parents swings around in a chair and goes, yes, Shane, that was actually really good.
Exactly. But no, it was good. I've got so many great memories of just all the family singing, basically. Music has always been there from as far as I can remember.
Brilliant. And then, of course, coming to Ireland and playing here, and that's always been a joyous thing for you, because we've always welcomed you in as one of our own, as you are. And we'll do the same in the Ambassador Theatre on the 10th and 11th. Listen, this is unbelievable, because the Ambassador is one of my favourite venues. I don't know if you know this, but this obviously was a theatre, then it was a cinema and all these things. But then it closed down as a venue. It was my favourite venue in Ireland. And it closed down, but it's only recently reopened. So you're getting to go back inside this unbelievable theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel very, very honored that they haven't just knocked it down, that it's actually been reopened.
Yeah.
I feel very blessed, you know, to obviously announce that second show. Just to announce the second show and just to get gigging. And, you know, I've really missed my fans. I've missed Ireland so much. You know, I'm a very, very proud, as I see myself, Irishman. I hold an Irish passport very dearly.
Yep. Particularly so now.
Well, of course, now even more so. But no, I'm looking forward to getting over the pond and just meeting my fans again. It's been a long time.
Brilliant. And look, most people will obviously have, you know, learned about you back in the X Factor days. And do you find now that the fans that are going to see you are the fans that were with you in 2005 and grew up along with you? Are there new fans coming through? What's your demographic now? How are you feeling about the audience?
I would say it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's 20 years this year celebrating and we're getting in the industry. And of course, with That's My Goal and the X Factor, which is crazy to think where those 20 years have gone. But it's a wonderful celebration. So I'd say it's a mixture. I'd say it was, you know, my loyal fan base from 2005 to present day. But then I also think, you know, being blessed enough to have been able to have been in Coronation Street for 3 years and now as a lead in The Good Ship Murder, which is a Channel 5 crime drama that I do, playing Jack Grayling. So, that world of that kind of Agatha Christie meets Death in Paradise, those type of audiences for those like murder mysteries on the lighter end of the drama have such a huge following. And especially the fact that the drama that I'm in do film on a cruise ship. Now, I knew cruise ships were popular for a lot of families, but I didn't realize just how popular. So I do think I've got a bit of crossover as that as well, which I feel very, very lucky and blessed to have. Yeah.
And that's brilliant. And I mean, your TV and your acting stuff, I mean, that obviously, as it sounds like the family, it could have been any form of performing would have suited you. Obviously the singing was the most natural or whatever. That's how we got to know you. But like, it wasn't a stretch for you to jump into acting, right?
Well, I mean, I think for me, I mean, coming from one of seven kids, I mean, there was always something going on.
Yeah.
With the family. You know, whether you be in drama or no, it was just always singing. So I think for me, I got the bug when I got the contract with Sony and I won the show, and when I started to do music videos, and that was my first introduction to, I guess, acting, because it was like, oh, I get to do a bit of acting here, and that's pretty much where I think where it all stemmed from.
Amazing, Shane. One of my favorite bands of all time is Take That, and I know I'm one of these people. I love Slipknot and Slayer. And I love Take That and Steps and Shane Ward. But I love those two ends of the spectrum, right? And I know it's a bit wild, but I genuinely do. But you very nearly might have possibly been in Take That. Is that true?
Well, I'm quite happy to be somewhere along that line here. I'm very honoured. Well, do you know what? I would have loved to have been in Take That. It was one of my good friends and sound engineers, Nick Warren. He bought an autobiography by Gary Barlow many years ago, and he gave me a call, Nick did, and said he was reading Gary Barlow's autobiography. Where he was reading the book, I won't say.
Okay.
He was on the throne.
Okay, and I get you.
And he said to me, he said, your name's mentioned. I said, oh, what is it? And he just said, well, apparently when one of the members had left Take That and was not returning.
Jason, you know,
yeah. Yeah, Jason. I mean, we all love Jason. And my name got thrown into the mix, which I was not expecting. Absolutely honoured to have even had my name kind of thrown into the mix. But even for myself as a huge fan of Take That, still to this day, you know, no one can replace Jason.
There is that, yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do half of those backflips or turns.
Although we did see you in Strictly Come Dancing last year, and you were amazing.
Thank you. You know what? I think I completely owe down to Nancy Hsu, who was just the most incredible person and teacher. And it's amazing, I guess, for us all, once we kind of get out of our heads of, you know, our body saying we can't do it, I can't do it. To actually what you can do when it comes to that Saturday night, mainly because you have no choice.
There is that, yeah.
You've got the public watching you. But I mean, I learned so much in such a short space of time, and it was honestly one of the best things I ever did. Thanks to my missus, Sophie, put me up for it.
Yeah, Sophie, of course, people will know from Hollyoaks.
Yes, my beautiful, beautiful fiance. She just always believed that I could do it because, you know, in all our heads, we all. Maybe a lot of us dads think we're Patrick Swayze at a pub bar.
Oh, I definitely do. I'm the opposite. I'm like, please don't ever make me dance, is what I'm thinking.
I'm so happy that I did it. It was a great experience.
Yeah. It's great. No, I've talked to so many people who've done Strictly, or indeed the Irish version here, you know, Dance with the Stars, and everyone talks about it so positively. It's such an amazing thing to have done. The effort required, and I'm sure the producers, like everyone else, they were sold it like, listen, a couple of hours a day, you'll be free, whatever. No. 12, 15 hour days.
It's so much. It completely consumes you and takes over your life. And it's a monster machine. Like, it's huge. Yeah. Like, the world of Strictly is so popular. And I just take my hat off to anyone who goes for the show. And also, there's just the whole team in general behind the scenes, all of the professional dancers who were just phenomenal with all of us, whether they was our partners or not. You know, they just championed you and wanted you to do well. And, you know,
brilliant. It was Yeah. Listen, what's your middle name, by the way?
Thomas.
Okay, because the reason I ask is there's a fella on my Instagram called Shane G. Ward. He's a great lad, and he insta-spams me in my DMs with interesting links. And I was just going, today I was just going, I just want to make sure that's not Shane G. Ward. Not that, like, there's, I love the stuff that he sends me. He just constantly sends me really interesting reels. Back and forth. He does not look for me to say, you know, thanks for that one, that's great, whatever. He's just happy to just spam me. And then I went, just in case it's Shane Ward, I just want to thank you, me. But it is it's you. Me. It is you. Yeah. It definitely isn't. But thanks to both.
I apologize on Shane G. Ward.
Even though, on the contrary, I think it's great. I'm so grateful. He's given me so many bits for the show, so many bits for my podcast. I'm very grateful to Shane G. Ward and Shane T. Ward for talking to me here. Okay, very quickly before I go, the quick fire round. What are you currently obsessed with, Shane Ward?
Oh, what am I currently obsessed with and will always be? My children.
Oh, beautiful answer. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
My mum.
You're given all the correct family answers right now. Okay, go back to when you were about 8 years old. It's lunchtime in school. The teacher says, take out your lunchbox. What was inside?
Oh, well, I'm a twin. So me and my twin sister Emma would have had probably ham and cheese sandwiches, maybe a pork pie, some party sausages.
Any treats? A pack of crisps?
I mean, there would have been probably hula hoops or something like that, or skips. But then also a carton of drink. We always get the cartons as well. So.
Oh, yeah. And any flavour in particular was your favourite?
Orange, probably.
Orange, yeah, fairness. Yeah. We used to get milk, but it was left. The milkman would come, obviously, at 8 a.m. They put the milk inside the classroom door. And then you wouldn't get the milk until 1 o'clock. And it was like, it's been sitting there for 5 hours. It's now completely room temperature.
Curdling.
Yeah, curdling, exactly. And the final question I ask all my guests, Shane, because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Well, how else are you meant to? Like, yeah, I'm clean. Yeah.
He's insinuating I'm not, and he's probably right. Shane, it's absolutely brilliant to catch up again. Let's see, October 11th, 10th and 11th in the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin. It's going to be a phenomenal set of shows. Congratulations on putting on the second date, because the first one's so popular. Everybody, don't miss out on your chance to get your hands on those tickets. It's going to be brilliant. Shane, we'll hopefully see you drop into the studio when you're over.
I'd love to. Cheers,
right.
Billy.
Amazing, Shane. Thanks so much.
You take care,
man. See ya. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.